Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue in a message I began yesterday, In His Image. And the text we are sharing and looking at is found in Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." And so this is the command that was given to Adam and Eve, that they were to understand they were made in the very image of God, our first man and woman, the parents of all of mankind, if you will, and that they had dominion over the earth, over all the earth, and all the creatures that dwelt upon the earth. And so, as we look at that phrase, in His image, I don't know if you've ever asked yourself, but what does this mean? And not only that, further, what is the implication of this? Is there something this might require in our lives in response to that understanding that we're in his image and likeness? Well, let's find out a little bit more about what those words mean. That word image, from the Hebrew tselem, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but that Hebrew word for image means likeness, resemblance, a representative figure. God made man in such a way to reflect some of His own perfection. In his original state, man was perfect in knowledge and righteousness and holiness, and with that, because sin had not entered into their experience, they had dominion over all the creatures. So that word means a likeness, a resemblance, but it is not an exact duplicate. In other words, there's never, even though we have the righteousness of Jesus and we will be like Him, we will never be attain the state of God. All of creation is a creation, and there's only one Creator, and that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the Word. He's the one that spoke the world into existence. Praise God. And so that word likeness is a Hebrew noun, and it means likeness or resemblance, similitude, image, model, pattern, or shape. And as I shared yesterday, while there's no way we can even approach, you know, our little pea brains, I don't care how brilliant or educated we might be, our understanding of anything and of everything is so limited in comparison with the Creator God, Jehovah God, that even the most brilliant cannot even stand in terms of understanding of the vastness and the tremendous mysteries and the knowledge, all that is contained in God and in what He created, this universe that we are existing in. And that word image, from just a dictionary definition, Webster, it's a reproduction or imitation of the form of a person or thing, an exact likeness, a semblance. And as let me just share what Genesis says in verse 27. He said, "Let us make man," in verse 26. And in verse 27, it says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them." And so obviously, God is represented in Scripture as male, but obviously the aspects of masculinity and femininity are present in God. He created male and female as an expression, just a partial expression of who He is. And so that's what it means to be in the image of God. And obviously physically, He is a spirit, so He doesn't have a body. But in terms of our emotional framework, if you will, the ability to love, the ability to experience emotion. At least that's one way we know that we can relate to God. In fact, that is the great equalizer. Isn't that true? We can never approach God in terms of wisdom and understanding, but we certainly can relate to Him on the level of love. And you know what? Or in the human emotions that we experience, we know what it is to be angry. God gets angry. We can be angry and sin not. But that capacity, emotional capacity to experience emotion, is not dependent on our intellectual ability, our IQ, how brilliant or how simple we may be. It has nothing to do with intellect. So perhaps this is a way what it means to be in the image of God. In the 8th Psalm, it says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Amen. "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." Now, of course, this is an expression of God's original purpose. Unfortunately, fallen man has lost that glory and honor in which man was created. We were created a little lower than the angels, and we had a purpose. We had a metron of authority, if you will, but sin, we gave it over to the devil when we did that. When mankind sinned, our first parents, we gave that authority to the devil. And so he had the right. He had, all the earth was under his authority. And so when he tempted Jesus, he said, "All the kingdoms of the world are mine. Fall down and worship me." He had the right to do that. But Jesus said, "Worship thou the Lord God, and only him shalt thou serve and worship." Amen. However, when Jesus died, he was the perfect man, the last Adam. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He took that authority totally away from Satan. And now he has been totally dispossessed, praise God. So what do we see? That God has a tremendous plan for man. And while we've abused that with the intelligence he's given us, a time is coming of restoration when Jesus returns, when he will restore all things. But what, as I pondered this whole subject, I began to see there was a pattern, if you will, that I saw in God and a pattern I saw in man. And I want to share that with you. Three things I discovered was divine desire or faith. And then there was divine expression. And then there was creation or action. All right, I realize that might not be very clear, but let's begin to look at this divine pattern, if you will. And what we don't finish on this broadcast, we'll finish up tomorrow. But there's a pattern that I have seen in God's workings. And in the beginning, he had an idea. He had a plan for, he said, "Let us make, let there be light, let the earth bring forth its creeping creatures." In six days, he made all of creation in terms of the earth, and he rested on the seventh day. And so there was divine desire or faith, and we're to have the faith of God. So there's not a discrepancy between the two, desire and faith. Faith, according to Webster, is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Out of nothing, he spoke the worlds into existence. It's complete confidence. That's how Webster is defining faith, something that is believed, especially with a strong conviction. And of course, for us, faith is belief and trust in God. and loyalty to God. Now, of course, we have God, who is omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present, versus human limitation. And where God will have divine desire and faith, we, and then, of course, it would be divine expression, and then the action, the creation. For man, it is faith, the word, and then the action that is a result of that faith and that expression. So through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's Hebrews 11 and 3. And another passage in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 32, 17, speaking of the Lord, "Thou hast made the heaven and earth by thy great power, and there is nothing, nothing too hard for thee." And that's true in your life, beloved. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. If he made the heaven and earth, if he created you, if he knows the moments of your day, if he knows exactly what you're going through, there's nothing too hard for him. And then Galatians 5:22, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Beloved, faith is an assertion, a confession of the divine will, of God's plans and purposes. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to an end. And I invite you to, as I always do, to share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you would like the convenience of emailing, I ask you if you would like to share your mailing address so I could respond in a personal manner. However, I will always confirm receipt as well as pray for you. We need the support. We need to support one another in these last days. I covet your prayers, beloved, that you would pray for me and for the outreaches of UCM, as I do for you, my UCM partners faithfully, and my radio family. Some of you have never written, but if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, then he has a reason. So I advise you to be obedient to the prompting of the Spirit of the Lord. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,